Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
You guys ready for some Jeff Dollar brilliance?
Bring it.
Always.
Some Jeff Dollar. Let me drop some knowledge on you.
Everything that comes out of your mouth is brilliant.
Jen Hobby, you're not the only one who can change lives. I have changed my own life.
Okay.
And I have even changed the life of Jessica. Okay. And Sasha and Gugu and everybody who lives in my house.
All right.
Because I had an epiphany at some point toward the end of last year and kind of made a self New Year's resolution.
Okay. Is an epiphany something that comes to you in a flash, like a light bulb?
Yes, like okay. Jesus came down and slapped me in the face and kicked me in the nuts.
Now, is this also
awesome.
With wow. knowledge?
I'm not sure if he did all that.
With knowledge.
That. Well, it's called the holy kick.
Okay. And to Jeff Dollar, he definitely needs to like kick him to get his attention.
Right. And also, I don't mean to delay the story, but you talk about how this is self, you know, a resolution.
Right.
Yeah. Are you only talking about it now because it was successful?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Failed.
Go
good
ahead.
Call.
Yes.
Not
I
want
to, yeah,
not
hear
a word.
The successful resolution.
Yeah. If it failed, there would be no reason to discuss it, but right. it seems to have gone well. So
okay.
here we go. I have, Jessica and I don't argue about many things.
Right.
We don't get into fights, don't get into to squabbles, if you will, don't get into beefs. But when we do, I have noticed that we have a pattern.
Okay.
And I have found a way to interrupt that pattern, and it has virtually ended any argument that we have quickly.
Okay.
And is it because you just say that she's right?
Yeah, that would work well, too. It wouldn't be, because then I would just have bitterness and anger as we went through the day.
Okay.
Here's the way that our arguments progress, whatever we're fighting about. I'm trying to think of a recent one, but like, whatever. Maybe we have a vacation coming up, so we're deciding where we're going on vacation. So we're having a discussion about that.
Right.
And the argument always says, I think we should do this. Well, I think we should do this. Well, you always get your way. Well, no, I think you always get your way. Why are you getting mad right now? I'm not getting mad. Yes, you are. Listen to you raise your voice. I'm getting mad because we're not talking about what we're supposed to talk about. No, you're not. You're getting mad. You always get mad where we have a discussion. You just can't have a reasonable discussion. I'm certainly capable of having a reasonable discussion, blah, blah, blah. And within seconds, within the first 60 seconds of any discussion that we have, the discussion turns to how we're behaving toward each other, and that's what we end up arguing about.
In the midst of the discussion.
Every single time.
You're debating about how you're fighting, not what you're fighting about.
And so then what happens is it gets to be a big battle about fairness, like who's saying what, and I can't believe him, blah, 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 and you're getting heated. Well, of course I'm getting heated because this is, well, you know, you're going to get your way again, and I don't want you to get your way. I want it to get my way, and it's okay that I'm getting heated, and that's what it becomes. And then when it ends, we still haven't discussed the issue at hand.
Right.
So we create another argument within the argument.
Right.
So the decision I made, and I told Jessica about this, and it's worked wonders, is we are just no longer going to fight about fighting.
Okay.
Not even an option.
So when she raises her voice and you want to go, why are you raising your voice? You have to stop yourself from that question.
Yes, but she's not the voice raiser. I am. We've named it amongst our friends. It's called preacher voice.
Oh.
Because there's a couple of guys who... Where you don't like...
Well, because it's almost like if somebody speaks a foreign language, if you raise your voice, of course they're going to understand
you better.
And in an argument, if you raise your voice, of course, that somehow that magically is going to make the other person, oh, you're absolutely right.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Not going to happen.
So what happens is, you know, whatever the discussion is, like whatever, random, but, you know, whatever, the thermostat, what the thermostat's going to be set at night, You know, I say turn it on this, and then she says turn it on that, and then I'm like, well, I go to bed before you. Why does it have? Why don't turn it up after I go to sleep? Because I wake up in the middle of the night sweating. And then her response is always something along the lines of, why are you getting so mad about this? I'm like, well, I'm getting mad about it because it wakes me up in the middle of the night. Or if
so
it's,
she's not allowed to ask the why are you getting so mad about this question. Once you've eliminated the fighting about fighting,
once you eliminate the fighting about,
she has to censor that question.
But, no, she doesn't censor it, and I don't censor it back to her. Instead, the question becomes, why are you getting mad? We never ask that. So, like, if I say something to her and she says, like, whatever, like, I walk in, and I've done it to her, and it works, like, where I walk in and I'll go, hey, do you want to go take the dog for a walk? And she's like, oh my God, I told you I'm in the middle of 10 different things right now. Then I'll respond with, why are you getting so mad? It's like, oh, I told you I'm getting mad. And it's hard because you want to say, why'd you just snap at me? Like, you know, like, why?
Yeah.
But you don't. You stop it and you go, why'd you get? And then you actually have to, you ready for this?
What?
Listen to the answer.
See, this sounds great.
Brilliant.
This sounds great, but I think you've got two things against you. One, you're a guy, you don't listen.
Right.
Number two, how...
But he's trying to change that, which I admire.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
good.
How, as the voice raiser, because you know, you said that you're the
guy
that raises, how do you keep yourself disciplined in doing that when you're angry? You know, like, my problem would be... If Katie and I are in an argument and we're starting that process of fighting about fighting,
right?
That you're already heated, so you don't you've lost all logic anyway. You know what I mean? So how do you bring yourself back to that?
Because
center?
You have to remember that the end goal isn't to be right.
It's to solve the problem.
It's to solve whatever it is that the issue is, but that's hard
because
egos and emotions get involved, and then you just want to be right. Instead of wanting to solve it.
Like, I find myself trying to defend the fact that I'm getting mad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, where instead of addressing the thermostat or the vacation time or whatever it is, I find myself like, oh my God, do you know why I'm raising my voice? Because what you're saying makes no sense, because you're, now we're not even talking about the thermostat. We're talking about this. That's how we discuss. And she's like, you know, then her response is something along the lines of, oh my God, you know what? Until you calm down, we can't talk about this.
Oh, and then when somebody tells you to calm down.
So it's really...
That
never
calm.
Never tell a woman to calm down.
Or me. but in the end, as long as you can remember that question and embrace yourself for the answer. Because when I found that the first time you ask, why are you mad right now? The answer is always snappy.
Well, because
so
you're still on the defensive.
You can't defend against that.
Right.
You have to give it, you have to just give yourself 60 seconds in the whole big picture, and it'll save you tons of time.
Because, like, because
and all that emotion.
Yeah, because my thing is, if I'm angry and somebody says, why are you getting so mad? It almost is, the defense, I think, comes from that still sounds insulting. Like,
well, you don't say, why are you getting so mad? That, because that comes across as insulting.
Right.
The way I have done it, and we're trying to do it, is, why are you angry right now? Like,
logical question.
Like, what is making you mad right now? And you ask it in a way like, so let's fix it. Well, I'm getting mad because, and you get up in the middle of the night, you turn the thermostat down 5 degrees. Well, I'm sorry, but I get up and I'm blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe we could put a fan, and then you're just diffusing the argument that comes from.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
I don't think it's going to work.
I feel like I've cursed it because I spoke it out loud.
No, I think it's great. I just think that it's so hard, I think, for a couple, especially the longer you're together, to become cordial to each other again, you know?
Well, what I think is good about this is you've had the discussion of it outside of an argument.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, you have to discuss how you're going to fight when you're totally getting along.
Totally.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
you're
not mad about anything. There's nothing in the center of it. You're just like, hey, next time we disagree, let's go about it in this way. Let's talk about it in that way. Like, let's try to figure out a logical way to go through it. But you're talking about that in a moment where you're really happy and you're like kissy and lovey. And yeah, I love you. You're my favorite person in the world. And then when they're your least favorite person in the world, you can hopefully, like, rely on some of that logic because you've already sort of mapped out the plan together and it's mutually agreed upon.
The other side of this that's that becomes very apparent, because Jessica and I don't argue about, I mean, at all, really, a lot. And when we do, now that we're not arguing, we realize how ridiculous the stuff we argue about is.
Like, yeah, it usually is.
How completely stupid. Like, how often we have a juicer that we got for Christmas. how often we have to clean the juicer.
Oh,
you know
my
what I mean?
Goodness.
Like, it's just random. And then
Seinfeldian argument.
Yeah. And then it almost becomes comical.
Yeah.
Why are you getting mad? Because you left apple peels in the juicer. Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to go down and brace myself for the ending of the world then. And then you realize how comical it is. I got to get this message to Tiger and Elon. If I can get it to them, then we're okay.
I've got a late-breaking Tiger story for you.
Oh, perfect. We'll talk about it at 7 o'clock. I'll deliver it right to him.
Yes, we know where he is.
Oh, really?
He's been photographed.
Mm. Nice.
Yes.
Good job.
This is The Bird Show.